We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the K-State Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from the Union Station by JP's Gastropub, this is the Bruce Weber Show, brought to you by Union Station by JP's Gastropub, great food by Wildcats for Wildcats, located in the K-State Student Union, Kansas Land Tire, out of air or need repair? These guys care. Kansas Strong, get the facts at KansasStrong.com, and by Midwest Transplant. Become a registered organ donor at ShareLifeMidwest.com. This is the Bruce Weber Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson.
Well, a very pleasant good evening, everyone. We welcome you live to the beautiful Union Station by JP's Gastropub on campus at the K-State Student Union. The students are starting to make their way back to campus. The basketball team's been here all the time, but they're starting to make their way back. Classes will start next Tuesday, and we'll talk everything Wildcat basketball on the program tonight. Kansas State getting set to take on West Virginia at home on Saturday. They're at KU on Tuesday. We'll preview those games, and we'll also look back a little bit over the last week. K-State falling at Texas last Saturday, 64-50, and then at home to Texas Tech, a team ranked in the top 25, 77-63 this past Tuesday night. Our telephone number, 1-866-577-8228. That's 1-866-577-8228. We're going to have a fun show for you tonight. In his first year, graduate student manager Mason Schoen, former Wildcat player, will be with us tonight. And James Love, the 6'11 junior forward from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, scheduled to join us a little bit later in the show. We have a really, really nice live audience here, including Mr. Pat Bosco. Good to see you, sir. Everybody, give him a nice round of applause. And give Bruce Weber a nice round of applause as we get the show underway here tonight. Good to see you, sir. How's practice today? Everything good?
Yeah, what? Because of the new rules, that actually you used to not have to give them a day off over the break.
Yeah.
I think it was 2 years ago they put a new rule in with all the time management rules that have been implemented that we had to give them a day off on the break. I'm not sure it's good or bad. We always had a recovery day, maybe weights and treatment and you shoot or something like that in video. But the way, to me, it almost makes it tougher on the guys because they get a day off. And then the next day, we got to get video in, weights in. We got to get practice in. And you got to, you know, today you're probably there 3.5 hours. So it makes it tougher on them. But you got to go by the rules. So today we got back at it, after a day off yesterday. And, you know, you're preparing for West Virginia, who's really playing well. Hugs has got them playing very physical, very aggressively. They got big guys inside that, you know, and their defensive numbers, especially in the league, they're good, you know, totally. But I think they're the best in the country at three-point defense. Percentage defense, and they're one of the better field goal and holding the points, opponents' points down. And in the league, it's even unbelievable. What they've done. And, they're just grinding you out and being very physical. So that was most of our stuff today, preparing for that.
We'll, of course, talk about those numbers a little bit later on in the show, too. Our telephone number, toll-free, is 1-866-577-8228. Just a couple of quick thoughts about the last two games. Of course, Texas on Saturday, so many people found out about the travel issues that we had, not being able to go until Saturday morning. Basically,
Saturday afternoon.
It was supposed to be Saturday morning. Yeah, but they postponed it. We were going to leave at 8:30. Left about what, 1 something?
Yeah, and we sat on the plane. That was the worst part of it. And we knew about Friday. Obviously, you want to get down there. We had moved practice up, hoping that we could beat the storm. But then United called and they said they're not taking a chance. It was coming in quicker, so we had practice, went outside through a thunder, lightning, ice, sleet, rain. We got home, it kind of slowed down. We brought them back and had a meal and a normal scout. And then they said, be at the airport at 8 o'clock. And, that means they're getting up at 7 something. You're at the airport, the plane comes, it has a mechanical. We sit there about 2 hours. The guys are just laying, fell asleep. And it's not conducive, for good preparation. I said we got to prepare, because it looked like we weren't going to get there till 4 or 5 o'clock, the way they were talking. So we went back to the ICE facility and had a little bit of walkthrough. And then they said we got a plane unfrozen in Kansas City that had brought Baylor in for the Kansas game. So they came and got us. But then we got on the airplane, and it was probably 11:45, and we might not have taken off till 1:15 or later, 1:30.
Yeah.
And so we sat there, and then, we get there. By the time you get to the hotel, it's about 3:15. We just sent them right to eat a meal. They went to their rooms for about a half hour and got, changed, and now you got to go play the game. And I thought first half, we were very solid. Some of our better defensive efforts, we got some transition. But obviously, the start of the second half, that, 7-8 minutes, we couldn't score. And, they hit some tough shots. And it took a toll. We didn't quit. We kept battling. But when you got it to 15-17, we got it back to 8 or 9. It was tough to get over the hump.
I think we talked about a couple of things after the ball game, how hard the guys were playing despite how it was going in that second half. But the other thing you remember about that game, and I guess give them some credit, to hit that many shots at the end of shot clocks, and a couple where I don't know that you can play much better defense than that, and they still hit the shot. What do you do?
Yeah, and when you watch it on tape, there were possessions. We did everything right. They actually had, I think, 3 shot clocks where it went off, but then there were 5 in the first half where they hit, including the one at the buzzer at the halftime, where they had to keep watching it for minutes to see if it really left his hand, and they could have probably went either way. But just like football, you can't reverse it unless there's undisputed evidence. But there were 5 3-pointers that were under 3 seconds. And, if we fouled a couple guys the other night on threes, and the coaches are mad, so what do you do? You got to get your hands up, and they made them. And then even the second half, Ramey hit one from the Longhorn at about half court.
Yep.
And then the kid that was the big kid, he was 0 for 15, and he banked one in. So, sometimes, it just happens.
That was Hepa, right? Kamaka Hepa?
No. The big freshman that lefty.
Oh, Kai Jones. Right?
No, the other guy, the other big kid that, he hadn't hit one. He was 0 for 15.
Oh, wow.
And he banked it in, and
what do you do?
There's not much you can do.
So you come back, you play on Tuesday night against Texas Tech. Certainly a different team than what they had a year ago, no doubt. A lot less experience, but they still are a good defensive team, play hard. They jumped on you early. You fought back. I was really impressed with the way you came back and took the lead. It's just that you got to give them some credit, too. Once you got back, then they kind of took it into a different gear, if you will, in their own way, and punched it back up to 8-9 points.
It's almost identical to the Marquette game.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
And when you think about it, and They had some other guys jump up. Marquette game, there were two players off the bench go 7 for 8 from three. This time it's Kyler Edwards, 3 for 4. And then somebody else went 3 for 6 for them from three. And it made a big difference. And, you know, we spot them 10-0. And then it got to 15, but we come all the way back, cut it to 2 right before half. They scored a last 5. And then we still respond, and like you said, came back just like Marquette. I don't know if we tarred Marquette or took a 1-point lead, but then there's 3 or 4 possessions where we don't get things done, we don't execute, and then on the other end, they're able to make plays, and now they get it back to 7 or 8, and now you're chasing them down the stretch.
Once again, our telephone number tonight, 1-866-577-8228. That's 1-866-577-8228. Our first caller of the night is Dan in Topeka. Calls every week. We so appreciate that. Hey, Dan, welcome to the show.
Oh, what? How are you? Weber.
Hi, Dan.
Well, Coach, thank you for having Jordan on last weekend. I really enjoyed him as a player. I thought that was him behind the bench.
He is. He's a graduate student manager, you know, graduate assistant, whatever you want to call it. And he had played overseas. He had played in the G League. And he decided he wanted to come back and work on his future. I think his body probably was starting to give out. And he had some back issues, some different issues. And he wants to try coaching. He's also working on his master's. He's talked about maybe athletic administration, working in the sports field if coaching doesn't work out. But, you know, he's done a nice job for us, and it's good to always have the former guys back. And you're proud that they want to be back. I think that's a good thing. And they have direction in their life. That's what you do as a coach, trying to help young men improve their opportunities for their future.
Well, Coach, you're trying every which way. We're playing good, but is there any word on our injured players? They might come back, Nigel or James.
Well, Nigel started practicing again. He's kind of been back, and then he's re-injured it a couple times, and he got the practice here the last few days. James Love actually practiced last week, and I told Luke, our trainer, I said I don't even want to say anything because if I say he's, you know, done well the next day, something's going to happen. And James has got to decide now what he wants to do. And he's going to be on. He can talk to you guys about it, you know, if he, you know, just rested or tries another surgery to help him. And then Mike McGurl is going through protocol for concussion. They have all the new protocol. And, you know, it's a shame. The other night we definitely could have used him. I think especially defensively, you know, they have so many weapons, Ramsey, Kyler Edwards, Marietti, and Mike is the one thing he's been pretty consistent on the defensive end. It would have been nice. And then the depth, too, I think, you know, Xavier gets 2 fouls, Monte gets 2, Antonio 2, Mac 2, all in the first half. And we just kind of gambled and kept Xavier in as long as we could. But, you know, it would have been nice to have a little more depth. We'll see as Mike makes progress this week. I don't know about Saturday. It's just kind of up in the air.
Sounds good, Coach. Let's get a win Saturday.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it, Dan. I had to look, but I think you're talking about Will Baker on that slop shot.
Baker, yeah. Banked one in. And when you're 0 for 15 and you bank one in.
Wow. You know, it's I guess just, you take it, don't you?
He's going to take anything. But and they came back last night and, what, hit 12 threes against Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
So they got a little bit of confidence and, you know, after struggling the games before. So a lot of things can change. And, you know, making shots is obviously it helps.
Yeah.
It gives you a little confidence. And, you know, you get a couple – even, you know, if you go back to the Texas game – I think it was Coleman hit one that hit the – it was like – I call it a thud. It hit the back bracket,
yep.
Hit the backboard, and then it, like, rolled in. And it's like, hey, that – you know, it went in, and it's 3 for them, but it sure wasn't pure, that's for sure.
That one I remembered. I tried to forget the bank 3.
It was
We need to take a break here. More with Coach in just a moment. A timeout now. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
No one has to explain stress to a farmer. That's like explaining a missed forecast to a weatherman. Now, Mother Nature stresses soybeans the way markets, bankers, and politics can stress you. But there's a proven way to reduce stress. With Preaxor fungicide, you'll see the difference. It decreases stress from disease, drought, hail, and heat, so your beans can focus on what matters most, better yields. Talk to your local rep about Preaxor fungicide and BASF Plant Health. Always read and follow label directions.
It doesn't get any more local than Union Station by JP's Gastropub. With its location in the K-State Student Union, a menu using ingredients from right here on campus, and a serving staff consisting exclusively of K-State students, you can support your Wildcats while you enjoy daily chef specials and a full bar with the game on one of 18 televisions. Union Station by JP's is a proud sponsor of K-State Athletics.
Did you know that right now nearly 2,000 people in Missouri and 500 people in Kansas are waiting for life-saving organ transplants? Thousands more await life-enhancing tissues like corneas and tendons. By joining the Organ Donor Registry, you have the power to save up to 8 lives and improve the lives of up to 75 more. Give the ultimate gift, the gift of life. Register today at ShareLifeMidwest.com. That's ShareLifeMidwest.com or at your local DMV.
When you and Willie Wildcat have a date on the hardwood, make sure you're never late because of car trouble. You can avoid that highway walk of shame by working with your Kansas Land Tire Store. Great value on tires and a service department that can handle anything from scheduled maintenance to brakes to exhaust and cooling systems. K-State basketball, Kansas Land Tire, and a well-tuned vehicle, the trifecta of a great winter. Kansas Land Tire, online at thetirestore.com.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
Welcome back to the Bruce Weber Radio Show. Happy Hour at Union Station by JP's is from 3 to 7 Monday through Friday. Enjoy $2 off draft beer pints and wine by the glass, plus specials on items such as fried call hall cheese curds and wings. See you at the Gastropub. Come by and see us also during the Bruce Weber Show on Thursday nights. Our telephone number, 1-866-577-8228. That's 1-866-577-8228. We remind you, too, the oil and natural gas production is the second largest industry in the state. It provides over 118,000 jobs and more than $3 billion in family income. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. That's KansasStrong.com. Had so many people ask, we got to be careful in treading on this, but about the technical, was it issued to you? Was it issued to the bench?
I don't know, to be honest. I never got, I was in the huddle. The crazy thing is, I wasn't even mad about, I did not know until the coaches told me that he was in the circle on the charge.
Right.
I was mad because I thought Xavier got fouled. A guy reached in, kind of bumped him. Xavier lost the ball, recovered it, and threw it to Antonio, and then Antonio drove, and they called the charge. I was mad at the other official because he didn't make the first call. If he makes the first call, there is no charge. There's no controversy. There's no technical. We go to the line and get a bonus.
Yeah.
And that's all I, you know, I, and he kept getting mad at me, and I wasn't mad at him. And it's hard. And the one thing, only thing I'm really disappointed, there were not, that wasn't the only one where the guy's feet were in the circle. If you go back and watch the tape,
right.
The job is the other guys. It's a hard thing. And you know, the whole, is it Texas Tech? Because they are the leader in the country, taking charges that every time they, it's a charge. You know, it you got to make sure it's the right call, and the other guys are supposed to help. And one, somebody's supposed to be watching, and the feet, and it's hard, and they have a hard job, and it's just, you got to give Texas Tech credit. Their guys give up their body, they come off to the ball. Those are plays that make difference in the game, and I don't know what. Jerry Pollard came in the huddle. He was trying to calm me down. I said, Jerry, I'm not mad at him. And he said, well, was he underneath the hoop? And because there is another interpretation. I said, I don't know. I don't think so. But and then all of a sudden, Brad text, or Coach Corin hit me on the shoulder. He goes, Coach, I think you just got a technical. I didn't even know it. So,
really?
Yeah. So I
was a little boxed out from you, and I'm in part why I wanted to ask, and I don't want to get you any more in trouble here, but
it is what it is.
But
and we got, we went on a run, so maybe it was a good thing. I don't know.
I'll just say this. You weren't the only mad guy in that huddle. And rightfully so. That was bad. I mean, just going to drop it at that. Before we go to our next break, I made it a point to ask about the three guys from last year, Dean, Barry, and Cam. We saw that Dean had a 16-point game in the NBA the other night. Hope you guys all saw that. He's doing quite well.
Yeah, I'm really excited for him and happy. And I the whole thing was to be ready for an opportunity. And yeah. I didn't know if Kevin Love gets traded or whatever, and then he gets pushed into it. He said he really has enjoyed the G League. Mm-hmm. He likes the group of guys, and I'd like – but you want to be in the NBA, Dean. You get paid more, and it's a little better experience. And, my thing with him is just believe that you're good enough, be motivated, want to be there, and then get your opportunity and be ready. And right now he's got a chance. Barry's, he's going to grind it out in the G League. And it's not an easy grind, but I think Rodney Magruder gives guys that hope that you can find a way. And then I talked to Cam Stokes. He actually left. He was in Poland playing, and he just left. I talked to him yesterday when I was driving recruiting, and he's deciding whether to go to Finland or maybe a G League team. I'd pick him up because obviously they got a lot of guys getting hurt in the NBA,
sure.
And people moving, and there's spots opening up. So he was going to make that decision. I didn't hear from him today. But, it's great that, Dean had the opportunity. If you look at his G League numbers, now he hasn't shot enough, as I would hope. But he said some of that's just the way the G League is. But he's unbelievable shooting percentages, and he's done well. So, you're happy, and you want your guys to do well and have that opportunity.
Yeah, we salute all of those guys for their efforts. We're proud of all of them. 1-866-577-8228 is our telephone number. When we come back, we'll bring on James Love and Mason Schoen back after this. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Bruce Weber Radio Show. Union Station by JP's Gastro Pub, proudly serving Weber Hall beef and dairy products from Call Hall, plus 16 Kansas beers on tap, located in the K-State Student Union. We remind you, too, that the Bruce Weber television show airs throughout the season, and you can watch it on Friday nights this year at 6:30 p.m. In Kansas, the show is available on Cox 22, the Channel 22 of Cox Cable Systems, I should say. And in Kansas City, the show is on Spectrum Sports. For fans with ESPN Plus, each new show will be available on demand on Fridays. The Bruce Weber Show, Fridays at 6:30. Hope you can take part in that. For our live audience, I think all of you really know these guys, but I'll introduce them this way. This young man to my immediate right is James Love. He is a junior forward, 6'11", from the great area of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And this young man to my left is Mason Schoen, former Wildcat player. And he is now in his first year as a graduate student manager. He's getting into that coaching game, and I can't wait to talk to him about that. He is from Overland Park, Kansas. Give them a nice round of applause for being with us on the show tonight, if you would. Well, I think all of us that follow and love K-State basketball know that this young man to my right, James Love, has had lots of issues with injuries, and you're fighting through that now. Can you give us a sense of how frustrated you are and how close and or far away you are from maybe being able to play?
I've been frustrated a lot lately, but it's not something I've shown. And I've just been trying to be a great teammate, keep my boys up, because clearly I can't be out there at this time. So that's just it with me. Just battling my hardest, trying to get healthy, you know, hopefully contribute this year. But as far as that goes right now, I'm just keeping my head high and putting my trust in Luke and the coaching staff and stuff, you know. That's it.
That is admirable, because I think we all know, James, I don't want to make this bad, but it's you have had a lot of hard luck here and have not really been healthy really the whole time you've been here for the most part. You have a real good outlook on that. Does that come from your family, or is that just you, or a little of both, or how does that work?
That's just a little bit of both. Also my family, you know, my mom and dad in my ear saying, don't give up, stay with it, it's God's plan. It's always something in the end. So don't give up on yourself. Just keep pushing, because it's the reason why it happens.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, and a great outlook. Mason, welcome back to Kansas State. It's good to have you here. You were here, got 2 degrees, if I remember correctly. And this past year, if you don't remember or don't know, he was at?
Was at Clemson University, working with their men's basketball team as a graduate assistant.
And for Brad Brownell, who's a nice guy, what was I'll let you take the mic. What was that experience like? Kind of give us a little sense of what that was like for you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it was a great pleasure to work for Coach Brownell. Very similar to Coach Weber, and just very hardworking guys that are such beautiful basketball minds. Just have learned so much from both, and it was really interesting for me to go and learn from another coach to see how a different program is run. Obviously, my end dream in all of this is to be a head coach of my own program, and so the more chances I get to be exposed to other programs is going to be very beneficial for me. I actually just texted that entire staff the other night, because they are coming off 2 big wins against North Carolina and Duke down in the ACC, and so great people down there, and very thankful for them to have given me that opportunity and for me to have grown so much last year and kind of be able to take that knowledge and information that I learned last year and apply it to the team this year.
You somewhat touched on something that was going to be my next question. I was going to ask, did you notice that Clemson beat Duke? It doesn't happen very often. You were there. You kind of know what they're feeling. Kind of give us a sense of what that was all about and what it was like.
Of course, yeah. The ACC is a heck of a conference, similar to the Big 12, obviously. It's just a gauntlet of really, really high-quality teams. And I got the pleasure last year. We played at Duke and got to play Zion, and obviously that was incredible, seeing him play. Having to scout against him and prepare for him is very, very difficult, as you could imagine. But, yeah, great wins for them this past week, and they're kind of getting their game rolling again after a rough start to the season. But great staff, great team. I still keep in contact with all of them and wish them great luck and text them on the side. So, great people.
All right, one more before we go to break. You mentioned at Cameron Indoor. It's one of the really cool places that I've been to. What'd you think of it?
It was pretty special. Just obviously having some great venues in the Big 12 and then trying to compare them to some spots in the ACC. Cameron is definitely up there for one of the top atmospheres in college basketball. Very tough place to play. It gets very loud, as you could assume. And And it was just great to go up against Coach K, you know, obviously all the accolades he has, all the wins he has. And just I've grown up watching him on TV and stuff. So to be able to coach against him was quite the special opportunity for me.
No doubt. Mason Schoen, James Love, our guests. And we're back in just a couple of minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Making ends meet is always a challenge, but lately, additional new sources of energy have been driving up costs faster than ever. For people on a fixed income, the impact of costly new energy sources hits hard. The fact is, oil and natural gas remain the most economical energy source known to the world today. Here in Kansas, they're vital to lifting up Kansas families, businesses, and communities with affordable, reliable energy. Visit KansasStrong.com and get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
When you and Willie Wildcat have a date on the hardwood, make sure you're never late because of car trouble. You can avoid that highway walk of shame by working with your Kansas Land Tire Store. Great value on tires and a service department that can handle anything from scheduled maintenance to brakes to exhaust and cooling systems. K-State basketball, Kansas Land Tire, and a well-tuned vehicle, the trifecta of a great winter. Kansas Land Tire, online at thetirestore.com.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet one in five people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
Everyone knows Prairie Bend Casino and Resort gives you more ways to play, like more adrenaline-pumping action at our table games and slots, more delicious ways to indulge at the award-winning Three Fires Steakhouse, more ways to relax in our luxury hotel and soothing courtyard hot tubs, and more bragging rights to earn at Firekeeper Golf Course. Yes, Prairie Bend Casino gives you more ways to play and more reasons to stay. Prairie Bend Casino!
We're back with the Bruce Weber Show on this Thursday night. Barbecue, burgers, beers, and more. Union Station by JP's Gastro Pub offers a selection of traditional pub foods along with fresh salads, brick oven pizzas, and sandwiches located in the K-State Student Union. Coach will be rejoining us in our next segment. We remind you that the Bruce Weber Show is sponsored by the Midwest Transplant Network. Become a registered organ donor at ShareLifeMidwest.com. ShareLifeMidwest.com. James, you mentioned a moment we're visiting with James Love and Mason Schoen. James, a junior on the basketball team, and Mason, a former Wildcat player, is in his first year as a graduate student manager getting into coaching. You mentioned a moment ago that you've were kind of trying to be the best cheerleader you can be. I'm curious as to how you go about that, because you're trying to help as much as you can. Give us a sense of what that's like for you.
For me, that's probably the best thing I could do right now, because, you know, obviously I can't play on the court right now. And those are more than just my teammates. Those are my brothers. So I want to see them succeed also. So by me picking them up sometimes when they're down, it just helps the game go also. So that's how I see my approach towards just being a great cheerleader on the court right now.
You and I have done this a few times on this radio show, and you grew up, as I mentioned, in Florida. Remind everybody about how you got into the game, who taught you the game, maybe who was your hero as a basketball player growing up.
As I was young, my father tried to get me to play sports in general. I wasn't much into it. You know, I really like playing video games and stuff. I got into it my freshman year of high school. My high school coach was actually my tutor one time in class, and I was 6'5 at the time. He pulled me to the side and told me to try out for basketball, so I took that opportunity. I still didn't like it at the time. It took me a year to get developed with it. But from then on, I started to take it seriously. And my senior year is really when I took a big jump and thought I could do something with it, get to college, you know, get a degree, hopefully go somewhere with basketball. But, yeah, that's how my basketball journey started. It didn't start when I was young.
I also read that your high school is one that's produced some really good athletes in some sports. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, we had a lot of great Division I athletes coming out of American Heritage. Actually, some of my close boys, he just got drafted to the Carolina Panthers. One is on the draft boards right now, Nick Eubanks. He's a tight end for Michigan. So, yeah, they produced a lot of great athletes coming out of there. Sony Michel, New England Patriots. So just a lot of great people out of there.
One that the fans in this audience would recognize, too, if I'm not mistaken, is Eric Hosmer. Is that from that high school? Is that true?
You said, repeat that?
Eric Hosmer. Do you remember? You know who Eric Hosmer is?
No, I'm not too familiar.
You're not familiar? Former, well, he's a Major League Baseball player with the Padres, but was with the Royals for a long, long time. You didn't know that. You're too young. Tell everybody what you're studying, what you want to do after your basketball career.
Right now, I'm in human development and family studies with an emphasis on personal financial planning. So after all basketball is said and done, it's going to help me manage my money. I had a little bit of a problem with that when I was a little younger. Still got a problem with it now, but I've gotten better with it. So, that's what I hope to do with my degree.
I think you'll do just fine. Get healthy, will you? Best of luck, James. Thanks for being here. We appreciate that. Mason, let's turn back to you. We've talked about the fact that you've wanted to coach. Now that you're doing it, tell me what you like about it. And you get into the scout and those kind of things. That's pretty detailed stuff. How is it going for you there?
Yeah. I would say, not to sound too cliche, but I just like it all right now. I think the aspect that stands out the most to me is just continuously learning the game. I think even more when I played, I just thought, you know, you want to try to be athletic. You want to go try to make plays. You want to try to be the best shooter you can be. Where Coach Weber and Coach Brownell both did a great job teaching me the game, teaching me floor spacing, teaching me transition, certain defensive concepts that I've, you know, obviously knew when I was playing, but I've even grasped the concept more now that I'm learning via coaching as well as just the film room and whatnot, and have gotten more exposure in that field. And so I think that's been the part that's really sparked my eye so far.
It's really interesting when you prepare for a team to break them down the way you guys do, because all of us in the media notice that when you get into these league games where you see everybody twice, I've heard so many people say the following over the years: they know everything we're doing. We know everything they're doing. That's why it's hard. You agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with it 100%. You know, everyone in this league does a great job scouting. Right. And so, like Coach Weber always tells us, you know, once they take away option A and option B, how are we going to go make basketball plays in order to score points and on the defensive end? How are we going to continuously stop them? And once we stop their set, how are we going to be able to guard them one-on-one? Because that's what it really comes down to. We're just such great coaching staffs in this league that you're going to eventually stop the other team's plays, but can you guard one-on-one toward the end of the shot clock and get stops to win games?
All right. Please bear with me on this when I ask him this question, Mr. Finance Guy, okay? Let's take money out of the mix. You can coach anywhere at any level. Money doesn't matter. Where would you like to go and where would you like to coach?
You know, I would say I'm not a spot-specific person, more so just preferably anywhere at the Division I level. But at the end of the day, basketball is basketball, so obviously I want to do my best and work my hardest to stay in college and do that and reach the highest potential possible. And just, you know, I kind of just trust God's plan for me and hope it all works out.
Yeah, I think K-State's been pretty good for the Schoen family. I'm sure you're proud of your brother. That was a pretty good little run for those guys this fall.
Yeah, that was amazing to see. And obviously, Coach Kleiman, being a first-year guy here, did an outstanding job getting that team going. And I know my brother really, really enjoyed playing for him and finishing his senior year off on a great note like that.
Well, K-State's really been good for you two.
Yes.
You guys have been really good for K-State, too. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. I'm just last note I will make is very thankful to Coach Weber for offering me the spot to come back, because this place truly does mean the world to me, and I'd do anything for it and continuously try to work my hardest each and every day to make sure that these guys on this team have the same experience and positive impact that I had. So
it's great to have you back, Mason. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it, James. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. Coach rejoins us in just a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Bruce Weber Show. Visit Union Station by JP's Gastro Pub today and try the popular Weefald Burger, Sunflower Salad, or Smoked Meats with everyone's favorite, the Jalapeno Blueberry Barbecue Sauce. With a purchase of at least $10, parking in the garage adjacent to the Union is validated for up to 2 hours. Our telephone number, 1-866-577-8228. That's 1-866-577-8228. We remind you, too, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. As Coach rejoins us, we again thank Mason Schoen and James Love for joining us. Good to have Mason back, and I love James' attitude. It's been a hard go for him trying to get healthy and stay healthy, and yet he has that kind of an attitude. I think he's got to be saluted for that.
Yeah, you just feel bad for him. I you know, my heart goes out to him. And they asked him, late October, November, do you want to go through another surgery? He said, no, let's just try to rest it. They went probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks. He seemed to be pain free, and then he, you know, went back into it, and you know, just first it was workouts, and then started to get back in practice, and even last week he had another week off, and then we came back and he actually practiced okay. But I kind of joked, Luke, I'm not even going to say anything, because and you know, the next day, and now he just got to make a decision, and one, it's your future too. You know, you don't want to be gimpy your whole the rest of your life.
Sure.
And you see those NFL guys walking around having a tough time, you know, getting from one place to the next because of all the injuries. So he's got to look out for his future. He's done a nice job of keeping a good attitude. He's a good teammate. They all enjoy each other. Xavier, Cardi, James, they all came in together. You know, they're good friends. They're I guess you could say they're truly brothers they enjoy each other.
Yeah, it is a good group, and we got to remind ourselves of that. Sometimes times are tough, and these, I know you talk about this all the time, but these guys, this is hurting these guys. They care a lot.
And it's not, you know, and that's, it's not that the effort is not the problem.
Right.
I mean, now, you know, consistency, playing a little smarter, having a go-to guy, making a free throw, you know, all those things are definitely factors. But, you know, I would say for the most part now, can I keep their confidence up? That's the big question. And it's hard. And we keep saying, you know, we got to get over the hump. We're only a play away, a game away from going the other way. But sooner or later, something's got to change where that happens.
We were talking about the NBA a moment ago, And we would be remiss if we didn't bring up Rodney and Wes and how they're doing in the league. And Jesse's telling me that they're playing against each other tonight. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, and Wes had 19 last night.
Yeah.
They were at the Lakers and actually beat the Lakers. He started, played 32 minutes. He had an injury early in the season. Kind of got him, you know, a little bit on the bench and has to work his way up. And, you know, so it's great to see, you know, to get 19 points, 32 minutes. And for him, this is a contract year. So it's really, really important that he has a good finish. So he has some options to stay in the league. It's, you know, it's one thing to get in the league. That's a rare, that's 1% of college basketball players get in. But then you look at the average career, it's only about 3 years. So he's right there. Is he going to be the average guy, or is he going to be able to push?
Sure.
And that's what Rodney, you know, he had the great opportunity. He had, you know, he's proven himself. The Heat loved him, gave an opportunity. And then he got the three-year deal. And you know, he's not – I don't – you know, again, you got to save money. You're not really set for life. But he's got himself in a good position. And I know Rodney has high goals and has, you know, he can do other things beside basketball when it comes to an end. But, you know, it's always fun to watch those guys and happy that you were part of their life and they reached their dreams and goals.
Let's go back and talk a little bit before we go to our next break about the numbers you were talking about a moment ago with West Virginia, because some of these conference numbers, and albeit four games, but opponents – from three-point range against the Mountaineers are 17 for 88.
19%.
It's hard to ignore that,
no,
isn't it?
It's and they're holding people to 51, and,
yeah,
and even, you know, it's 25 from the field. I mean, that, you know, so, you know, we're going to have to, and again, it's, you're going to have to fight and scrape and find ways to get baskets. You got to get to the free throw line. And then you're going to have to deal with them on the boards. I mean, they're just going to pound the boards, and our, I think a key stat will be our guard rebounding. You know, that, and if we can stay out of foul trouble, that'll be big. And whether, you know, if we don't have Mike, you're another body short. And what's really plagued us the last two games is obviously turnovers. And you have 20 turnovers leads to 30 points for them against Texas Tech. I think we had 16 turnovers against Texas, if I remember right,
and
it's just too many. There's too many chances.
Had 18 against Texas,
yeah,
and then 20.
It's just, you got to cut back on that. And some of them are unforced. Some of them good defense. If you study the numbers in our league, Coach Lowry was telling the other day, I think six or seven teams are in the top 50 in defense. And we were 27th, and causing turnovers were number one in the league and one of the tops in the country. But we haven't been able to take the turnovers and created baskets on the other end. And that's, you know, we got to keep doing a good job with that, but find a way to score off of it and then cut our turnovers back.
We'll have more with Coach in just a moment. A timeout now. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Did you know that right now nearly 2,000 people in Missouri and 500 people in Kansas are waiting for life-saving organ transplants? Thousands more await life-enhancing tissues like corneas and tendons. By joining the Organ Donor Registry, you have the power to save up to 8 lives and improve the lives of up to 75 more. Give the ultimate gift. The gift of life. Register today at ShareLifeMidwest.com. That's ShareLifeMidwest.com or at your local DMV.
Think about a quarter inch of rain. That's all it takes to activate Armazon Pro herbicide in your corn and protect against weeds. Now think about a full inch of rain, the amount most other herbicides require for activation. How long will you have to wait to get that? The weeds hope you'll choose another herbicide. Your corn hopes you choose Armazon Pro Herbicide. Pick a winner. Talk to your BASF rep about Armazon Pro Herbicide today. Grow smart with BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Everyone knows Prairie Band Casino and Resort gives you more ways to play. Like more adrenaline-pumping action at our table games and slots. More delicious ways to indulge at the award-winning Three Fires Steakhouse. more ways to relax in our luxury hotel and soothing courtyard hot tubs, and more bragging rights to earn at Firekeeper Golf Course. Yes, Prairie Bend Casino gives you more ways to play and more reasons to stay. Prairie Bend Casino and
Resort. Union Station by JP's Gastropub embodies the K-State experience. From the authentic athletic equipment and uniforms donated by K-State Athletics to the custom wall that depicts the rich history of our campus, the Gastropub is the ideal place for graduation celebrations, retirement receptions, alumni reunions, student organization meetings, or even just dinner with friends and family. Make Union Station by JP's part of your K-State traditions.
On this Thursday night, we welcome you back to the Bruce Weber Show. Happy Hour at Union Station by JP's is from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday. Enjoy $2 off draft beer pints and wine by the glass, plus specials on items such as fried call hall cheese curds and wings. We'll see you at the Gastropub. Also, oil and natural gas production is the second largest industry in the state. It provides over 118,000 jobs and more than $3 billion in family income. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. A couple of things we did not have Coach comment there on Mason Schoen. We'll get to that in a moment, but let's take a call from Bill in Wichita, who's been holding. Bill, thanks for your patience. You're on with Coach Weber. Go right ahead, Bill.
Hello, Coach and Wyatt.
Hi, Bill.
I'm just curious about the scholarships. If those are one-year renewable, are those scholarships automatically renewed every year? My son played baseball at Fort Scott, and that freshman year, there was like 25 freshmen. By the second year, they were down to like 8 or 9. I was just wondering if those are just automatically renewed after every year. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, it's a good question, and actually it's kind of changed over the years, and the leagues have gone more toward four-year scholarships. And the only way that you are able, even in the past when it was a one-year scholarship, the only way you were supposed to, if they got in trouble, they academically off the court, you're really not, if he's not a good enough player, you're not supposed to take their scholarship. Now, you can go to a young man and say, hey, I don't think you're going to play here. Do you want to stay here? You know, sure. If you're not going to help us, you want to play, you might want to go another place. And you know, you try to be honest with them and, and so then they can make that decision. Obviously, with the new portal and all the – what we just saw there was a stat up there. I think it's over 30-some percent last year of Division I players transferred in 2018. So, it's changed it. It's instant gratification. They don't have patience. They won't want to work at it. They think it's – better, going to another school. And one of the big stats from the NBA guys, only 4% of guys drafted in the last 9 years transferred.
Wow.
Only 4% of guys drafted were transfer players. So there's a lot of guys that transfer.
That sends a pretty
good
message, yeah.
And that's what, the NBA, obviously if they're good enough, they're going to take them even if they transfer. But they want guys that are solid, loyal, gonna work at it, win, and so it's a stat I bring up to parents and kids all the time.
Yeah, and it kind of goes with what you have said in the last few years that you've been here. You want to go out and get successful guys. Certainly, everybody does, but you also want hardworking, good kids that are going to do it the right way, and maybe that's kind of what we're saying here.
Well, you hope to, and I think that's what K-State's about. It's Coach Snyder, it's Dr. Bosco, these guys have created an unbelievable family atmosphere where you're proud to be part of it, and everyone might take a risk on this guy or that guy, but I think K-State people want, I always say, act right, treat people right, and play the right way. Yeah. And you will be beloved here. And hopefully if those guys are like that and you're patient. We had to be patient with Dean, Barry, and Cam. Freshman year, it was hard. But they got to the NCAA. Then they got to the Elite Eight. Then they won the league. And over the course of time, if you get good kids that work at it, you got a chance.
I'm glad you brought up Pat, and I'm also glad you brought up Coach Snyder, because it reminds me, I don't know if everybody was aware of this, but he received a Lifetime Achievement Award in college football the other night, the Bear Bryant Award. That,
yes.
Congratulations to Coach Snyder for that. That's extraordinary.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you know what? Again, I've been around for 41 years, and to watch him and what he's done here and what he's created, the community, the university. You know, obviously I mentioned Dr. Bosco. He's been a very important part of that too. And there's a lot of people.
Sure.
But the school has grown. The community's grown. You got to give somebody credit. I think Coach Snyder is probably a lot of that.
It's a pretty good one. Mason, before we go to break here.
Outstanding young man. Freshman, after his high school career, he went to Lake Forest in Chicago area, Division III, for the summer. He came back. He wanted to go to K-State. He didn't even try to walk on. He just went to the rec and lifted weights and gained weight. The next summer, Ed Fritz, coach of Blue Valley Northwest, where Mason played, called and said, "Hey, can you give Mason a shot?" So we said, "Come and play with the guys, open gym. You're welcome to."
Yeah.
Everybody liked him. He worked his butt off. He wants to coach. He's finishing his MBA now. He started a degree at Clemson. He loves it. The one thing I like when guys want to get in coaching, if they have another option, and he's got plenty of options. So if coaching works great, it's Dan's son, in football. If coaching works great,
yeah.
If not, they have other options.
Yeah, well said. We'll take our final break, wrap it up with Coach in just a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
You know what's convenient? If you're a soybean grower, what's convenient is Zidua Pro Herbicide. That's because you get fast and complete burn down together with up to 2 weeks longer residual than other herbicides and three sites of action for broad-spectrum weed control, plus built-in resistance management. All in one convenient jug. And that turns out to be very inconvenient for pigweed, water hemp, and marestail. Contact your local BASF rep today. Grow smart with BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Building and maintaining Kansas infrastructure takes a lot of tax dollars. And the oil and gas industry is helping carry that tax burden, paying $1.5 billion each year in state and local taxes. Add to that more than $2 million that Kansas Strong directly invests to support science and math learning in Kansas schools. It doesn't take a math whiz to see that it all adds up to a brighter future for Kansas. Visit KansasStrong.com and get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
When you and Willie Wildcat have a date on the hardwood, make sure you're never late because of car trouble. You can avoid that highway walk of shame by working with your Kansas Land Tire Store. Great value on tires and a service department that can handle anything from scheduled maintenance to brakes to exhaust and cooling systems. K-State basketball, Kansas Land Tire, and a well-tuned vehicle, the trifecta of a great winter. Kansas Land Tire, online at thetirestore.com.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
It doesn't get any more local than Union Station by JP's Gastropub. With its location in the K-State Student Union, a menu using ingredients from right here on campus, and a serving staff consisting exclusively of K-State students, you can support your Wildcats while you enjoy daily chef specials and a full bar with the game on one of 18 televisions. Union Station by JP's is a proud sponsor of K-State Athletics.
One final time, we welcome you back to the Bruce Weber Show, Union Station by JP's Gastropub, proudly serving Weber Hall beef and dairy products from Call Hall, plus 16 Kansas beers on tap, located in the K-State Student Union. Well, just a few seconds here to wrap it up, Coach. Tough ball game on Saturday, but hopefully we'll have a good crowd out there, and they'll be ready to rock at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and it is Legends weekend. We have a lot of the former guys coming back. They have reception tomorrow, breakfast, and they come to the game, probably introduce. Bailey does a great job, Bob Champ, with our getting the former guys back. They'd love to be involved. Obviously, West Virginia, physical, aggressive. We're going to have to rebound, take care of the basketball, hope a couple shots go in. Maybe we'll bank in a three. and then you got Kansas on next Tuesday. And at Allen Fieldhouse, so it doesn't get any easier.
That's for sure.
We just told the guys, hey, we have nothing to lose. Just go play.
Let's go.
Enjoy it. Play your butts off and hope good things happen.
Thanks so much. Best of luck
this
week.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks to Coach, to Zach LeCure, to Jesse Piper, Denver Morris. I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening and good night. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Live from the Union Station by JP's Gastropub, this has been the Bruce Weber Show. Brought to you by Union Station by JP's Gastropub. A Wildcat victory never tasted so good. Celebrate the Cats at Union Station by JP's Gastropub in the K-State Student Union. Kansas Land Tire. Out of air or need repair? These guys care. Kansas Strong. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. And by Midwest Transplant. Become a registered organ donor at ShareLifeMidwest.com. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the K-State Sports Network.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.